From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries has led to widespread confusion as refugees, green card holders, students, and workers were detained Saturday at American airports or barred from boarding international flights to the U.S. Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere in protest of Mr. Trump's executive order on immigration. A U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. As VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from the U.N. Refugee Agency, it's responding to President Trump's claim that Syrian refugees threaten national security and should be banned from entering the United States.
The U.N. Refugee Agency says Syrian and other refugees pose no national security threat to the United States. The UNHCR, other U.N. agencies, and human rights advocates are urging the United States to reconsider its ban on immigration.
President Trump is spending this Sunday holding talks by telephone with three world leaders. This is a day after speaking at length with Russian President Vladimir Putin and four other world leaders. The White House says Mr. Trump will speak with the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting president of South Korea. During Saturday's call with Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on efforts to defeat the Islamic State group and work together for peace in Syria and also throughout the world. This is VOA News.